Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back. It's time for Local Focus.
Yeah. We got a special guest joining us this morning.
We do. We have Angela Podrick from the Blue Ridge Humane Society. Hey, Angela, what's happening over at the Blue Ridge Humane Society?
Oh, so much stuff as always, but thank you for having me here to talk about it.
Absolutely.
We
love Blue Ridge Humane and everything that you guys do. And you have an exciting new event. Well, it's not new, but it's only the second time.
It's, version 2.0 of our Barkyard Party. So last year, when everyone was faced with COVID and what are we going to do for our gala or a fundraiser, we can't hold events anymore, what we did is retooled and we did Barkyard Parties. So what Barkyard Parties were was anyone could throw any type of party that they wanted in their backyard. It could be at a business. It could be at a friend's house. They could do it within their little COVID bubble.
Right.
And they could have kids if they wanted. They could have pets if they wanted. They could dress it up. They could dress it down. They could do whatever they wanted. And last year, we had over a dozen parties step up and do this for us, and we raised more money than we have ever raised before with our previous galas. So given the success of that, this year we're retooling, and we wanted to make it more inclusive to include more animals, more kids, more people who just love animals that might not necessarily be able to go to a gala, and let them come help out and spread their love of dogs and cats. So
I think that's marvelous.
Yeah.
It also saves on the overhead.
Yes. So that is a big thing.
So you have the proceeds that really are just all going to the Blue Ridge Humane because there is no real overhead.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's no printing costs, there's no renting a venue, there's no buying food. So all that overhead cost is kind of washed away. And what you get is people in one place really, really celebrating the love everyone has for animals, which is really the whole point of a fundraiser and event. Yeah. But with all that overhead cost involved, it gets kind of lost in the muck.
Right, you know?
Yeah.
I love that. And it's also very inclusive for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can be involved. So this year, we already have a ton of people that are signed up. Dry Falls Brewing is doing a nice little party for us at their brewery. We have a student at one of the local high schools who's doing a local car show in the parking lot.
Oh, nice.
Wow. So she's done this all on her own. Her name is Destiny. She's a powerhouse.
Love it.
She invited these car groups. She's going to have food trucks, and it's all for Blue Ridge Humane Society.
Fabulous.
And then we have a board member who's doing an Alice in Wonderland themed party in their backyard.
Really?
So it's a lot of different stuff going on, so it's sure to be a really, really fun weekend. Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Now tell me, when's it going to be?
So actually, we're doing it throughout the weekend of September 18th. So it's September 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Right.
So it can be any of the days or times on that weekend. So what we're really looking forward to is just kind of a community effort on that weekend of everyone getting together and showing their love for Blue Ridge Humane Society.
What fun. Now, how does someone get involved if they think, oh, I think I want to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an FAQ on our website. So really what it is, it's a list of questions. People can run down and get their answers of, what the heck is she talking about? What is this Barkyard Party? I don't really grasp this. What's going on? So they get those quick answers. They find out how to get involved. And then they can reach out to Larissa, our development director, Laura, who's our events manager, or myself, and we can give you more information and get you signed up as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
That sounds like great fun.
Mm-hmm. It should be.
Well, and so where do people go to get this information? If they, because, after today, we'll have it, of course, but if someone's listening and go, they don't have a chance to write it down, and they want to think about it, maybe get involved, do they go to your website?
Yeah, our website is the easiest place to look, or our Facebook page. So our website is blueridgehumane.org. Mm-hmm. Get on there. We have a fundraising event page. If you click on that, I can find out more information. Or if you're at a loss and you're like, who do I talk to? What did she say? Just email help at blueridgehumane.org.
Okay.
And we'll put you in the direction that you need
that.
To go into.
Just email help.
Just email help. We got you.
I'm screaming help, Angela.
See, we'll take care of you. Don't you worry.
I love that. You guys are always so wonderful to in the community and what you do to help animals, all animals.
Yeah, we try our best. You know, animals don't discriminate who they belong to, age, race, socioeconomic background. So what we're trying to do is just reach out to all those little pockets of areas where animals affect people's lives and really look at it in a holistic way and make sure sure that we're keeping loving pet owners and pets together.
Right.
So they're not even entering the shelter to begin with. And those mm-hmm. that are entering the shelter, we want to make sure that when they're adopted out from us, that's just the beginning of our relationship with them. What we're then doing is fostering that bond. We're working with them on counseling.
Right.
We even have a pet loss support group so that once that pet has passed on, we can work with that owner and make sure that they are dealing with that grief and loss. So we're really looking at supporting pet owners and pets throughout the entirety of their life.
I love that because, you know, our pets really do become our friends and our family.
They are.
And when you lose one, it is a true grieving process.
It is, absolutely. They're very near and dear to us. And, I mean, my two girls, Seneca and Laverne, my two dogs, they are jerks, but I love them.
Right, right. They are my
family, and I can't imagine life without them. And even this morning when I left the house, them sitting, looking at me, thinking,
right.
Where are you going? Are you ever coming back? So, you know, they're our friends.
It's a wonderful relationship.
It is.
And I think that's a great service. I'm thrilled to hear that you offer that.
Yeah, and we're always looking at new ways to kind of touch those different pockets, like I said.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, we're still doing our pet food giveaways as well. So
right.
those are continuing. We have about four each month that are happening, and those are no questions asked. People can drive through and get food for their pets. We also offer certain supplies, and then we have staff on hand to say, oh, I noticed this is going on. We also have this resource or this service that we can give to you.
That's
so
fantastic.
That's just the opening of us kind of having that dialogue and then being able to connect them with the service that might be best fit their animal or themselves.
Right. Yeah. And you guys are always looking for those community connections. Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We love what you do.
Thank you. I love what you guys do.
Well,
so
we love what you do. And now, people who want to donate, if you want to donate food, if you want to donate supplies or your time.
Yeah, yeah.
Your home for a fostered animal. How do they just reach out to you through the website?
Yeah, so once again, the website or email that help@blueridgecommunity.org.
I want to help.
We'll put you in the right direction. But the easiest way for donating items is just dropping them off at our thrift store. So our thrift store is open Tuesday through Saturday. It is the largest source of recurring revenue for our organization.
Right.
So it's very important to keep that rolling and working so that we can provide all of those programs. But people can stop by there Tuesday through Friday to drop off any sort of donations like pet food or litter or items for the store.
Absolutely.
And then they can go online and sign up to volunteer because we need people to run that store.
That's exactly right. You got to have somebody to work in there and sell those pet items, those beautiful donations.
Oh, yeah. And they are beautiful.
Now, tell me, where's the store located now?
Yeah, so it's at 1214 Greenville Highway. So right as you're leaving downtown, you're driving up to Flat Rock. It's right on the left-hand side.
Right.
There's a big sign. You can't miss it.
I actually had someone tell me the other day, I didn't know it moved. Now, that thing moved like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, it's
a long
time. Yeah, it's been there since I've lived here 6 years, and it's been there for that long.
I was like, wait a minute. That has been gone a long time from over there.
Well, they're welcome to come and check out the new digs.
That's right. So if you think it's still over on Spartanburg Highway, it's not.
Yeah. Yep. No, the Council on Aging is over there, which is also a great source. So please support them because we have a great partnership with them, too. But,
exactly.
Yeah.
But wonderful. Greenville Highway. And what time is the store open?
The store is open 9:30 to 4:30 Tuesday through Saturday right now. So we're still a little bit bumped down from pre-COVID levels. We were open 7 days a week. And we're working our way back up. And it's looking really optimistic and really positive to
keep
opening up.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
you know, we're very excited that everything is starting to look better. And we appreciate the Barkyard Party, which I think is a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
We're hoping for some success this year. That's for sure.
Exactly. It should be bigger and better than the first time. I think every year we do things like this, it gets better.
Oh, yeah. And I encourage people who are listening, if they want to get involved or if they threw one last year and are thinking, oh, what can I do this year that's really going to blow them out of the water? We're happy to help.
Absolutely.
Let's brainstorm and let's get that set up. So, yeah.
Love it so much. Well, thank you so much, Angela, for coming and being with us today.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys a lot. So thank you.
Thank you. And if you guys have any questions about Barkyard Party.
You got it.
Barkyard Party. Yeah, Barkyard Parties are September the 18th, and you can contact Blue Ridge Humane Society at their website or on their Facebook page.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.